Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As they have done nearly every month since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022, the Russian Federation's representatives to the United Nations yet again called a meeting of the Security Council to whine about weapons transfers by Western allies to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russian aggression. On September 13th, the Russian Federation's representative made wild accusations against the United States and the United Kingdom in particular, portraying Western military transfers, which are provided at no charge, as a money-making scheme. The United States welcomes the opportunity to address the seriousness of weapons transfers into the conflict in Ukraine, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood, noting that transfers to the Russian Federation are enabling the largest invasion in Europe since World War II.
In late 2023, Iran and Russia signed a contract for the supply of hundreds of missiles Russia needs to carry out its aggression in Ukraine. Iran's transfer represents a dramatic escalation and a highly destabilizing development, one that is likely to increase the suffering of the Ukrainian people.
The fastest way towards peace is for Russia to withdraw its forces from Ukraine and for it to stop its aerial assault. Absent Russia's desire for peace, the next quickest way towards peace is for the world to cut off Russia's ability to sustain its illegal assault. This is where we need to have a real conversation about China's role in this conflict, said Ambassador Wood.
China is prolonging Russia's aggression through its so-called No Limits Partnership and its large-scale support for Russia's defense industrial base, all of which enable Russia to continue waging war on Ukraine.
China is also helping Russia spread propaganda and disinformation about Ukraine by justifying the war through the pretext of legitimate security concerns. There is no legitimate excuse for what Russia is doing in Ukraine. None, said Ambassador Wood.
We call on China, as a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, with a particular responsibility to uphold the UN Charter, to respect the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity, and to cease all material and political support to Russia's illegal war.
There is no justification for Russia's attack on Ukraine. Ukraine has an inherent right to defend itself from aggression, and the United States will continue to support Ukraine's ability to do so. We will not back down.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.